Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera Transfer Helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person calling?
Julie Jones.
I'm sorry, what was the first name again?
Julie Jones.
Dewey Jones. Hi, Dewey. How are you today?
Good.
I'm happy to hear that. Again, this is Shireen, and I'm speaking to you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Right.
Okay. Are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
10/27/81.
And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
And what is your date of diagnosis?
It was
three
years ago.
Okay. If you don't remember the exact date, a month and year is fine as well.
I want to say October of 2022.
October of 2022? Okay. And I'm very sorry to hear about your diagnosis. How are you doing now?
I've already had one brain surgery on the behind the right eye for the meningioma, and 3 years later it came back in the left eye, and it's too soon to do another brain surgery, so they're having me do radiation right now.
Okay. Well, I'm wishing you nothing but the best. Dewey, in terms of this intake, I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. I know it's not easy to talk about, but if you need to take a break at all, please let me know, okay?
Okay.
Do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depo that you can recall at this time?
No.
Okay. And did you use a name brand injectable, Depo Provera?
I just got it from the doctor.
Did they say it was Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yeah, I used it for 25.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yeah.
And then what month and year did you start taking Depo?
I started taking it in February 2000.
And when did you stop taking it?
April of 2023, maybe.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a girl.
Okay. And then your first name, can you spell it for me?
J-U-L-I-E.
And last name? Jones, J-O-N-E-S?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I was calling you Dewey before, but it's Julie, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying. And can I get your social, please?
510-84-1051.
And can I get your email?
It's J-U-L-I-E-E. louisee@gmail.com.
Three E's, correct?
Yes. E's? Yeah.
Okay. And then I have your phone number at 620-214-0116?
Yes.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
My cell.
Okay. Can I get your current full address, please?
4170 East U.S. Highway 50, Lot 316, Garden City, Kansas, 67846.
Okay. What was the lot number again?
316.
Lot 316. Okay. And then was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
Doctor.
Okay. Can you recall how many times you've been injected with the product, if you had to estimate a number?
Let me see.
I know you mentioned that you had 4 injections a year, correct?
Yeah.
And you were on it for 23 years?
Yeah.
So the math on that would be, let me see, 23 times 4, about 92 times. Is that correct? Does that sound about
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then what was the name of the facility where you received your depot shot?
Most of them was at the health department in Garden City, Kansas.
Okay, let me see. Is that on 9190 Road in Garden City?
Yes.
And that's Finney County Health Department?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then this is where you were also prescribed depo, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember the name of the doctor that administered the depo shot or prescribed you the depo shot?
Not really. I want to say her name was Tammy, maybe. I'm not sure.
Okay, let me see if I can find the Tammy. I'm not seeing anything. Was she a gynecologist?
Yeah, maybe.
No, I don't see anything here. What I can do for right now, actually, hold on. No, that's not the same. Okay. What I can do is I can put the facility name as the doctor, okay?
Okay.
So you don't know the name of the doctor that prescribed you or administered the depo, correct? I just want to confirm.
No, I can't. No.
No worries. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningiomosis? CT scan, MRI scan, or both?
MRI.
MRI? And did you have a prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
Okay.
My right eye was coming out, and I didn't know why, and I went to the eye doctor, and, you know, first he wanted me to check my diabetes and my thyroid, and that came back fine, so he sent me to a Dr. Fry specialist in Garden City.
What is the name of the facility where you were diagnosed?
Fry Eye Associates in Garden City, Kansas.
Fry Eye Associates?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you're diagnosed, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then is this the same facility where you were treated as well?
No.
No, you were treated at a different facility?
Yeah, I was treated in at KU. It was in Kansas City. It was the hospital.
Okay. Give me one moment, okay? You said it was a Dr. Fry that you that diagnosed you?
Yes.
Is that Luther Fry? Eric Fry?
I believe it was Eric. It's Eric.
Eric Fry? Okay. And he's an ophthalmologist, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what was the name of the facility of where you were treated?
It was KU Medical in Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay, Do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
Oh gosh.
To the
I can
best of your
barely
knowledge.
remember. His name was
It's okay if you don't remember. I can put the facility name. The doctor should be, I mean, the attorney should be able to pull those medical records.
Shaw, Dr. Shaw, is that?
There's a couple Shaws here. There's Dr. Christopher, Dr. Zubair, Ashley, Harak, Pamela. Do any of those sound familiar?
What was the first one?
The first one was Dr. Christopher.
Maybe.
Okay, let me see. Was it an oncologist that you saw?
Yes. I see Dr. Velarde now. It's because he left me.
Okay, what I can do for right now is I can just put the facility name and the doctor, the attorneys will be able to pull your medical records and see.
Okay.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you do for the meningioma? I know you mentioned you had a surgery and radiation. Did you do any other treatment?
I had a surgery. It was a 10-hour brain surgery.
Okay.
For the first one. And for the second one, I am doing radiation right now.
Okay. And then were you hospitalized at all for the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And what were the dates you were hospitalized? Do you remember?
The dates?
Yes.
September 1st of 2023, I believe.
Until?
It was September 1st or 2nd. I had the first brain surgery.
Okay. And how long were you in the hospital for?
It might have been 2021. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's been 3 years since the brain surgery. And then I went back for that yearly MRI last year.
So September 2021 was when you were hospitalized for the meningioma?
I believe so, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you have any medical notes you'd like to add at the moment?
No, do I have any notes? Not really.
Okay, and do you have a copy of your medical records?
I don't.
No, does the hospital have them? Or is there proof
that
there is hospital? Is there proof that there is medical records?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And then if the attorneys did need to receive them from you, would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then we do request...
I'm 6 hours from Kansas City, so
okay.
I
you
wouldn't
can get them
be able to get...
You would be able to get them...
Oh, okay.
You can call them. You can call the facility to obtain your medical records. They can mail them, or they can send them to you electronically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if need be, would you do so by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
No, she doesn't live with me.
Okay, and who is this person to you?
My daughter.
Okay, can I get your daughter's phone number, please?
316-291-3624.
And can you spell your daughter's first name for me?
Kayla.
Last name?
Duran. Duran.
Okay. And then do you have her email by chance, or do you want me to put down your email?
Yeah, just put mine. I don't know hers.
And then do you have her address by chance, or do you want me to put down non-applicable?
Yeah, it's it is 23. 2335 South Topeka, Wichita, Kansas. I'm not sure on the zip code.
2335 South Topeka Street in Wichita, Kansas, zip code 67211.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, I have one last question for you before I go ahead and review the information. I know you said you were hospitalized for the meningioma for the first surgery back in September of 2021. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You told me your date of diagnosis is October 1st, 2022. Is that correct?
I would say
So was it
it
before that?
was before, right, it was before the surgery.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, what month and year were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
If I had it in September,
Of 2020.
in October of 21, right? Because they only gave me 10 days to prepare for surgery.
No,
Okay.
because so I had to be August.
Maybe August, she's
I think you were
saying.
diagnosed August because you had surgery 2 weeks later.
Yeah, they only gave me 10 once they found it, and you know.
Okay.
So it was August or October.
So
Yeah.
August of 2021, and you were hospitalized for the meningioma in September 2021. Is that correct?
Yes,
Okay.
yes.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain roughly around August 1st, 2021. You don't currently have an attorney, and you are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. I have your date of birth as October 27th, 1981. You did use the name brand Depo. You can confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis within 1 year. You started using Depo roughly around February 1st, 2000, and stopped using it roughly around April 1st, 2023. I have your first name as Julie, last name Jones, Jones. I have your social as 510-84-1051. I have your email as Julie with another E, Louise with 3 E's at gmail.com. I have your phone number as 620-214-0116. I have your address as 4170 East US Highway 50, Lot 316 in Garden City, Kansas, zip code 67846. I have where you were administered and prescribed the Depo shot as Finney County Health Department located at 919 Zur Road in Garden City, Kansas, zip code 67846. And the facility phone number I have 620-272-3600. I have your diagnosis method as an MRI by Eric Fry at Fry Eye Associates, located at 502 College Street in Garden City, Kansas, zip code 67846. And I have the phone number for the facility as 620-275-7248. In regards to treatment, I have surgery and radiation at KU Medical Center. The address I have for the facility is 3901 Rainbow Boulevard in Kansas City, Kansas, zip code 66160. And the facility phone number I have is 913-588-5000. And then you were hospitalized for the meningioma in about September of 2021. And I have your emergency contact as your daughter, Kayla Duran. Kayla spelled K-A-Y-L-A, last name D-U-R-A-N. I have Kayla's phone number is 316-291-3624. I have Kayla's address as 2335 South Topeka Street in Wichita, Kansas, zip code 67211. And I have the email down for Kayla as your email, which is Julieloise at gmail.com. Does that all sound correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Anything you'd like me to change or add?
No.
Okay. So what the system's doing is it's generating documents for you. I just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward. This is regarding legal representation, authorization to release medical records to the attorneys. So you should have just received a text right now. I'll have you go ahead and put me on speaker.
Okay.
It should say DocuSign on it, Mass Tort Strategies, and then my name should also be on it, Shireen Sakala.
Okay.
Are you able to see it?
Yep.
Okay, so go ahead and click on the link. That link is going to direct you to a page. It's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature. You'll hit yes or I agree. Then it's going to have a start button in the top right corner. Go ahead and click start. It's going to prompt you to all the fields where you need a sign or initial. Go ahead and sign or initial, hit adopt and sign, then hit next. It's going to ask for a couple signatures, and then on the bottom, when you're all done, it'll say finish. Let me know once you're there. And if you have any questions, let me know, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I just received on my end that they're signed. Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, Julie, the way this process is going to work is within 24 to 48 hours, the attorneys are going to contact you to verify the case with you over the phone. Be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, so also keep that in mind. And if for any reason you did want to discontinue, you do need to speak to the attorneys. What I went ahead and did was I also just sent you a text from a 949 number. That's my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to help you. But, Julie, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm wishing nothing but the best for you and your health and your family and loved ones. And, again, if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And I hope I was able to make this process as easy for you as possible.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.